Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July the 12th, 1970, a papyrus reed boat called Ra II, captained by the Norwegian anthropologist and adventurer Thor Heyerdahl, arrived in Barbados to a hero's welcome after a 57-day voyage from Morocco. A previous attempt in 1969 in a similar boat named Ra, after the Egyptian sun god, had been abandoned 100 miles short of its goal because of a flaw in the boat's design which led it to becoming waterlogged. Ra II had no such problems, although for a time it was feared the boat might have been lost in a storm, and an international search was launched to try and locate it. Heyerdahl had commissioned 4 Aymara Indians from Lake Titicaca in Peru to build Ra II, because reed boats similar to those from ancient Mesopotamia and Egypt were still being made by craftsmen from this area in the Andes Mountains up to the present. The vessel made the voyage with a crew of 7, picked deliberately by Heyerdahl to represent Europe, Africa, and the Americas. The purpose of the voyage was to prove that Africans could have travelled to the Americas long before Columbus. As Heyerdahl explained, he believed that the oceans were not barriers but roads, not impediments but pathways. The success of the voyage of Ra II gave support to the thesis of the Guyanese academic Ivan van Sertima, who argued in his book They Came Before Columbus that there was evidence of ancient African presence in the Americas. In its journey of 57 days, Ra II, riding the prevailing winds and currents, had covered a distance of 6,100 kilometers at an average of over 107 kilometers a day. According to Sabir Nakuda, who was present on this day in 1970 when Ra II and its crew arrived at the Carenage, they were welcomed by the Prime Minister Errol Barrow and several of his ministers, together with a crowd of several hundred people. The 50th anniversary of this event was celebrated in 2020 by a webinar hosted by the Barbados Museum and Historical Society. At that event, the Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, the Honourable Kirk Humphrey, suggested that the story of Ra II should be featured in the proposed Barbados Maritime.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.